The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. Today, I'm going to look at the lyrics from Ed Sheeran's song, Perfect. This is an amazing song. It's been played more than 2.5 billion times on YouTube, and it's not his most popular song. I'm going to go through the song and pull out the advanced language, the language at C1, and explain it so you can listen to the song again and hopefully enjoy it all the more. I hope you find this podcast useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. I have selected 8 advanced phrases from the song, and I'm going to explain them in the order that Ed Sheeran sings them. The first is dive right in, which is an appropriate phrase to start with because it means start. It's quite an informal way to say start an activity. We usually use it when the activity is a bit intimidating. The metaphor comes from swimming. You dive into a swimming pool. Diving is a bit scary because you really have to commit when you do it. You need a bit of confidence. And this is what's implied when we use the expression dive right in. So imagine if you have to do something complicated for the first time. If you don't hesitate and just go for it, you could say, I'm just gonna dive right in. Another reason you might need courage is that you're in a social situation and there are lots of people watching. Perhaps you're at a karaoke bar and trying to decide who's going to sing first. If someone volunteers, you could say, well done for diving right in there. So, dive right in is an informal phrase we use to say someone has started an activity without hesitation. The next phrase is follow my lead, which comes from old-fashioned ballroom dancing, I think. When you're dancing, one person, usually the more confident dancer, has to lead and the other person follows. This means that they let the leader decide the direction of the dance. The expression follow my lead means watch me and try to act as I do. So it's important in situations where people don't know what to do. I went to an important meeting once in London at a company I had never visited before. I wasn't sure what was going to happen at the meeting and I was a bit nervous. My boss said, follow my lead and it will be fine. So I watched my boss and tried to act in the same way that he was. To follow someone's lead means to do the same thing that they've done or to act in a similar way. In your eyes is the next phrase, It's a popular phrase in music, so you'll hear it all over the place. It means, in your opinion. It's a bit more personal than just someone's opinion. It's more like someone's judgment or experience. It's how someone looks at and what they think about a situation. So a parent might say that, in their eyes, their child can do no wrong. It's inherently subjective, though I'm not going to try to explain that. You can use it to say, I don't care what other people say, in my eyes, you're special. In this song, Ed Sheeran is concerned about what his perfect partner thinks about him and his love. That's why he talks about what's in your eyes. You looked a mess is a fun expression that means you looked untidy and, well, not your best. A mess is dirty or untidy. My boy's bedroom is usually pretty messy. If you say that someone looks a mess, it means their clothes are shabby or dirty or crumpled and their hair isn't brushed and perhaps they have dirt on their face or smudged makeup. It's quite a nice expression to say. It's quite informal. Imagine you've just got back from a jungle trek. You're dirty and sweaty and really need to clean up. If your friend calls you and asks if you want to go out for dinner, you could say, sorry, I've just got back from the jungle and I'm a right mess. If you say something under your breath, it means you say it really quietly, usually so nobody can hear it. It's often collocated with the verbs whisper and mutter. In the song, Ed Sheeran sings that he whispered, "You look perfect," under his breath. He didn't say it for his partner to hear. He said it almost to himself. I often mutter things under my breath. I think it might make me look a bit odd, but I still do it. Perhaps I'm walking around the supermarket and I'm trying to remember what I need to buy. I'll often mutter things that I need under my breath. The next phrase is against all odds. This is quite hard to explain if you live in a country that doesn't have gambling. In the UK, we have bookmakers or bookies where you can go and place a bet on sports, normally, or on other things. The bookies tell you what you can win based on what you bet using numbers like 10 to 1. This means if you bet £1 that a horse wins a race and that horse wins, you win £10. These numbers are the odds. So the word is used figuratively to mean the possibility or likelihood that something happens. If something really unlikely happens, some strange coincidence, you might hear people exclaim, "What are the odds?" If you do something against all odds, that means you do it even though the chance or probability of success is very low. So if someone does something and succeeds against all odds, that means they've succeeded at something that nobody would have predicted. Another interesting use of this is to beat the odds. You can say that someone has beaten the odds if they achieve something that's really unlikely. We have two more phrases left. To have faith in someone or something is quite simple. It means that you believe someone is capable or trust someone to do something. It's a nice phrase you can use to encourage someone who's going to try to do something difficult. You could say, "Go on, I have faith in you." The final phrase is in person, and this is an easy phrase to explain. It means face to face or in real life. So these days it's quite common to work with people but only communicate with them online. I have some colleagues that I speak to regularly but rarely meet in person. I've worked closely with a team of developers in Sri Lanka that I've never met in person. Ed Sheeran sings, "Now I know I've met an angel in person." And this means that he thinks his partner is an angel and he's seen his partner face to face. I hope you can now go back and listen to the song from the beginning and try to hear these expressions. If you have any suggestions for song lyrics you'd like me to look at or any other language you'd like me to cover in these podcasts, please feel free to get in touch either on Facebook or on the Learn English Vocabulary website. You can find me on Facebook by searching for Learn English Vocabulary or online at www.learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.